used to finding them without, meaning like higher, up in the air, got to travel beyond who I am. And so what they're showing us is that we are our own favorite currency. And I'm not sure what this is. It's like a lion, but it's not a lion. Anyway, it's got a very powerful, they're saying Shazam, but they mean charge, so that we can expect miracles. When they're talking about miracles, they're speaking of a shift of consciousness. So the more that we're willing to staying awake is being available. So when we start dreaming, when we just follow our thoughts, when we follow the past consensus, like what we've known up until now. So we want to remember we don't know everything about ourselves there is to know, or we'd be awakened. So we are awakened, but we're not particularly enjoying it. In other words, we're not accessing the truth of that discovery quite yet, but this is what's we're drawing to us. This is what's being poured into us. So out of all those words, what I love the best is being poured into us. So the more, and they're showing me the card Suffering and Silence. So in that card, she's a beautiful woman. She's sitting on a mountain range, and she's looking at the distance to the sun. It's sort of like suffering and silence. But the idea being, it's hardly necessary. It's hardly warranted. So the more that we understand that light's being poured into us, and so our opportunity is to justly arrive, to justly explore, to justly state our readiness. So again, it's sort of like we're coming to that place I was at just a moment ago. So that readiness is a little bit like, I know everything there is to know at the old consciousness. I know everything there is to know at the old statement of self. It's sort of like, I'm ready to go beyond. I'm bored, quite frankly. It's like, how much longer can I just follow the bouncing ball to the right, to the left, you know, like duality, back and back and back and back. So the more that we can decide that this light gives us sweet pleasure. So sweet pleasure is, I want more. I'm willing to jump ship. I'm willing to leave status quo. I'm willing to leave the past. I'm willing to leave these categories of right and wrong. So I'm right, you're wrong, you were right, I was wrong, like, and really just side with love's benevolence, with love surrounding us, with love all around us. So when we side with love, it's this universal consensus. In other words, there's no polarization. There's no splitting down the middle. There's no good side and worser side. There's no good, bad, right, wrong. There's just the exploration of true discovery. So the true discovery at last is asserting itself strongly. In other words, you know, tap, 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 would you like to truly see? Well, let me in and let me help you self-adjust. And you'll soon be amongst the many. And so the many are really departing ways with conflict, departing ways with that punitive lifestyle. In other words, I should be punished, you should be punished, I'll stand in line to be punished after you. And so we just want to remember that's sort of like this revolving door that's going absolutely nowhere, absolutely nowhere. So we keep thinking we're progressing, and we're just spinning our wheels because we just keep regurgitating the past or judgment or wrongness or whatever it is. It's like we're forgetting about the sunshine, we're forgetting about the light. So allow the light to be fully established. So when I said established, it was pretty good, but when I said fully established, it's like wherever I'm looking, wherever I'm going, wherever I'm seeking, let the light accompany me. Because with that light, we are now going to truly see. So again, we have not been seeing the truth through our physical eyesight. But when we open up to our inner light, when we open up to our inner stamina, when we open up to that inner guru, to that inner diva, to that inner oh gosh, what would I just call that? Like self-realization, self-realized status. That self-realized status, it's so not that far away the way we tend to think, or at least I used to think, where it's literally upon us as we will decide for it. In other words, we have to make that decision. We have to make that rite of passage. We have to make that strong obligation such. So in English, it's like we always still have that free will, and that free will is warranted. So if you want to stay in the conflict, if you want to stay in the bitterness, if you want to stay, you know, under the covers nicely, well, then it's your due privilege. But if you want to go home at last, in terms of turn, and they're saying, like, basically just turn the light on. But again, when you turn the light on, how would I say this? It's like this place of new beginnings, and it's almost like walking off the globe or just walking into the vast unknown. It has this feeling of like anticipatory excitement. Like, this is exciting, but I have no idea where I'm going. But it just feels right. It feels like the next place where I deserve to hang out, where I deserve to shine, where I deserve to be established. So in order to reach at this high note, we each have to be willing. We have to be ready to fly. And so that flight takes height. That flight is moving towards our true understanding. So we want to realize, again, we're done with the past, we're done with the sorrow, we're done with separation, we're done with fear, we're done with all of these old energies that literally we actually are completed with. It's sort of like the new broadcast, the light, is trying to tickle our senses. In other words, it's trying to get our attention. So the more we become willing, the more we offer ourselves strongly, the more that we, what would I call that? They're saying turning around at last. That's so much simpler than I was planning on. So the idea, turning around at last, it's really not very hard. It's sort of like I'm here, I go to the right. I was looking over here, now I'm looking over here. I was in the past, now I'm in the present. So allow the light to be emphasized, to be drawn upon, to be established, to be witnessed, to be inserted, how would I say it? It's sort of like that light just overrides all of the falsehood, all of the negativity, all of the, what would I call that? It's sort of like just like lower energy. So it's like you don't have to worry about the lower energy, because once you introduce the light, once you introduce the sunshine, once you introduce the true harmonics, all is now possible, all is now happening, all is now inside of us. So receive yourself in your true love's admission. In other words, enjoy the love, enjoy the light, enjoy your true remembrance. Enjoy your true homecoming, enjoy your true welcoming home, and allow yourself to be gifted, what would that word be, like, if you remember, everything's a hologram, where like we're kind of opening up to that unified field. You're not choosing like one little moment. It's like you're saying yes to everything all at once, like, I can't get those words, like, everything all at once. So in other words, once you agree with everything all at once, then whatever you need, so whatever your next issue is, whatever your next healing opportunity is, it's all already in your back pocket, meaning like all the energy you need, all the promotion that you desire, it's already fitted. In other words, it's already available. So receive your light and your true true love's admission. What that's about is, excuse me, being, it's funny how he barked too at that moment. Receive yourself in your true love submission. You need to love yourself. You need to recognize yourself as love. You need to recognize yourself as lovable, love worthy. If that makes sense. Receive yourself in love submission, like you're allowing yourself to be loved by the divine. That's what I want to say. So again, the divine being your creator, the divine being your true creator, your true mother, father, God, goddess, witness. So anything where you accept that holy, you accept that, not proudly, it's more of without resistance. So when they say receive in the end, there's an action consequence to that. So it's like receive, and then notice, are you receiving in totality? Are you a little blocked? And that's why it's like, okay, let's try again. Receive. And so that second receive, it should be with more emphasis. It should be with more light. It should be with more love and investment to your wholeness, to the truth of self. And then receive a third time. This is when it's getting locked in. This is when it's like, okay, three's times the charm. So the Trinity, it's like, how would I say that? When I'm looking at it, I just see the rainbow body. So the rainbow body happens when we enlighten. So this is where we're heading. This is what we're establishing our fine interest. It's sort of like, I'm a candidate. Here I am. Here I am in all my God's glory. So receive. And so it is.